And now on Money News, Life and Technology with Charlie Brown. Thanks to Harvey Norman, half-yearly clearance on now. Shop in store or online.
Yeah, Life and Technology with Charlie Brown. Good evening, Charlie. How are you?
I'm well, Roscoe. How are you, mate?
Yeah, very well. I did note this week, did you spot that little note out suggesting from one of the big broking firms that the number of outages that Telstra has experienced over this past 12 months is likely to hurt its earnings because it encourages more people to look at other suppliers? And, of course, what we know is after Telstra had stolen or pinched effectively so many of its customers off Vodafone a couple of years back when it had terrible supply issues, that maybe Vodafone and perhaps even to a certain extent Optus are now starting to pick up a bit of the market share that they'd previously lost.
Yeah, and because part of the reason for that is they're not having outage issues in the same way that Telstra have. I mean, Optus has had a couple, but not in the volume that Telstra has. And at the end of the day, Roscoe, businesses want reliability. They want to pay, they're happy to pay for it, but they want to ensure reliability because the cost of to productivity when it goes offline is worse than the actual extra cost you pay for a more premium service.
And of course, one of the things that these telcos very much rely on is new releases of phones so that, of course, I sign up to another two-year contract. Now, I always know that September is my little witching hour because I know it's about September that Apple normally launches a new iPhone, and it's around about that time, maybe a little earlier, that Samsung releases generally a new Galaxy because two-year plans, you sign up, you get a new phone, you get the latest technology. But I just don't see anything at this stage suggesting that there's going to be any new phone models coming out around about this time. And I mean, it's 2 years since they've done it. There's almost, you almost expect as though there should be something. Is there anything in the wings?
There will be. Well, the interesting thing this year though, Roscoe, is that we've got the Olympics that are going to be on in August. So the question is going to be, last year around early August, Samsung did their announcements for their Galaxy Note. Apple did their announcement in September. So it'll be interesting to see whether companies go before the Olympics or after it. I think what we'll see is the Olympics will happen and then you'll see a flood of announcements as we roll into Christmas. But there definitely will be. I mean, they do them every year. And if they don't hit them, then the companies are in big trouble.
Well, Apple normally do the S model in the off year, and then the following year they normally do the revamp. So, you know, at the moment the iPhone 6, they've done the iPhone sort of 6S-ish, I suppose. But the question is, what's next? There's no real hint, there's no hoopla about what might be about to come.
Yeah, and look, it's interesting because, I mean, look, they'll definitely do something in September, but I think what Apple has been doing is they've been, they always feed the rumor mill, so to speak, but they've sort of been feeding the Worldwide Developer Conference rumor mill over the past month or so. Now that's out of the way, and that happened beginning of the week. What we'll see is that I think you'll start to see some more rumors coming through very, very soon about the next handset.
Yeah, but you're almost certain, because of the way in which they've set their business up, that it's inevitable that there are new models coming.
That's exactly right. Look, it's going to happen. It has to happen because remember what I saw the figures the other day. About 70% of Apple's profits are from iPhones. So to not bring out a killer iPhone in September is going to hurt them in a big way.
And just quickly, we spoke about it a couple of weeks ago. Samsung Pay this week, and that's just another important development to go along with Apple Pay.
Yeah, it is, but it's actually more than just a purchasing tool because what they want you to do is take all the different cards that are in your wallet and put that information into your phone, not just the credit cards, and they're doing deals with banks and all those kinds of things, but also they want your library card, your Medicare card, your transport card, because the phone will actually allow the information from the magnetic strip data to reside in your phone.
Tell you what, I've got to go, Charlie. That is fantastic. That is Life and Technology.